Matthew chapter 3 in your Bibles. Matthew chapter 3, I want to remind you that the wrath of God is as much a part of His divine perfection as is His love, His grace, and His goodness. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 7. But when He saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees, that's John the Baptist, come to His baptism, He said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? John the Baptist was a most unusual preacher. He was unusual in his dress. He was unusual in his manner. And he was certainly unusual in his message. He would have been criticized the more had Israel not heard from God in 400 years from the voice of a prophet. When you get to the end of Malachi, for 400 years, God did not speak to the Jewish people for that length of time. 400 years. Great crowds came to hear John the Baptist because of that. Many people heard his message of repentance and were wonderfully and gloriously saved. But there were some who came who just wanted to be associated with what was going on. Big crowds attract lots of people. And John the Baptist recognized that, and he reacted accordingly. O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? When you think of the wrath of God, you must look two ways. First, you must look in the past and see how God's wrath has already been poured out upon people. Only a fool would deny the reality of the flood in Noah's day. First, because it is plainly taught in Scripture, and second, because of all the physical and geological evidence left on this earth. All you have to do is go to the Grand Canyon and allow God to speak to your heart about the flood in Noah's day. We are compelled to believe that God hates sin. Everybody but eight people that were on the ark perished. And He will not tolerate it. And when His long suffering is exhausted, He breaks through the heavens with awful fury and wrath upon wicked people. I want you to go with me to Genesis chapter 6 and let's just read a couple of verses. Here's what brought about the flood. Genesis chapter 6, let's begin reading in verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that, listen to this now, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. And He did. Okay? Sodom and Gomorrah were exceedingly sinful cities. Heaven opened and God rained fire and brimstone and destroyed every vestige of life on those two cities. Nothing was left. Because of the hardness of Pharaoh's heart, God destroyed the firstborn in all of Egypt, not protected by the blood. And a wail went forth of mothers and fathers as they wept over their children who were not. One angel, one night, took the lives of 185,000 Assyrian soldiers who had encircled Jerusalem to destroy the apple of God's eye. The wrath of God is as much a part of His divine perfection as anything else in the Trinity. But tonight, I want us to look the other way. The wrath to come. First of all, we begin with the wrath of God at the rapture. We don't generally associate wrath with the rapture, but we should. There are only three things that restrain sin and lawlessness and keeps this world from going to hell suddenly. First of all, the Holy Spirit of God. When an individual gets saved, the Holy Spirit takes up a residence in your life. At the rapture, when the church or the redeemed is taken, the Holy Spirit in our lives will be taken as well. The Holy Spirit in each one of our lives is going to be taken away from this earth. Second of all, the child of God. The Bible says we are to be salt and light. Salt preserves something. The Bible says this: if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. There's a big if there, isn't there? If my people will do these things, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Third, the Word of God. The Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You understand that there will be far less preaching of the Word of God after the rapture. This world will become a lawless society. Second of all, the wrath of God in the tribulation. Daniel's 70th week, 7 years of wrath on this earth. Revelation chapter 4 through chapter 19 describes this time. I want us to take a look at just two parts of that. One is in Revelation chapter 6. If you would go with me there, please. Revelation chapter 6. We'll begin reading in verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Let me just say this. This is not a metaphor, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's going to happen during the tribulation period. Some of you remember what happened May 18th, 1980. Any of you? Mount St. Helens. We had just moved to Oregon. We got quite a bit of the fallout from that. But let me tell you something. That was an amazing thing. 1 cubic mile of that mountain got blown out. That is going to be nothing compared with what's going to happen when the sixth seal is broken. Every island and mountain is going to be shaken. Now go with me to chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9. And let's read the first 10 verses. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Al Gore's going to have a fit about how dirty living is going to be. And he will be here. I shouldn't say that. And they came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. 144,000 men are going to have the seal of God in their foreheads. They're not going to be bothered by these locusts. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. The shapes of the locusts were likened to horses prepared unto battle. And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. Again, this is not a metaphor. This is true. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails likened to serpents, and there were stings in their tails. And their power was to hurt men 5 months. We're talking about the wrath of God in the tribulation period. The wrath to come. Third, the wrath of God at the Battle of Armageddon, Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19, and let's begin reading in verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. Who do you think those armies are? Going to be you and me, okay? You might not have ever ridden a horse in your life. You're fixing to someday. And we're going to be clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Preacher was preaching on that very verse 15 the morning I got saved. Art Wilson was preaching, and he preached on the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and it was speaking to my heart, and I went forward at Temple Baptist Church and was wonderfully and gloriously saved. Verse 16, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies, gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Armageddon means the mountain of slaughter, the wrath to come. And last of all, of course, the wrath of God at the great white throne. Chapter 20, let's begin reading in verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I heard the dead, small and great, stand before, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I am sure that you saw pictures on television of the abortion activists and their vile thinking that was going on television. Let me just say this. Anyone who kills little children will face the wrath to come of Almighty God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your wonderful word. And Father, help us to take your word seriously. Help us to believe it with all our heart and soul. And help us to live accordingly. Help us to live a good and holy life. Because, dear Father, we understand the wrath that is to come. Father, thank you for allowing us to be in your house. In Jesus' name, amen. Daryl, if you would turn off the two back deals, and I'll get the two front ones.
All right. He knows I'm deaf, so I can't hear. We're going to go ahead and go into our prayer list and prayer request time. Make sure I have a pen. My dad would always say,